All right, welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today, and I got my co-host with me, co-partner, whatever you want to say, and my man David. What's up, David?
What's going on, David, aka DJ Dowdy? You can, whichever one you want to choose, that's who I am. Let's go.
Let's get it. So we're going to dig into a tiny bit of NBA today, and we're going to dig into a lot of football, because today is Saturday, obviously. College football is on right now. But tomorrow we got the professionals playing the NFL. All right. So before we do that, gotta represent, right? Before we do that, make sure y'all like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're on Facebook, like the video, share the video on Facebook so others can watch live with us. Use that comment section. We can see all the comments you guys be putting out throughout the show. And last but not least, enjoy the rest of the show. So like I said, we're going to kick it off and talk about some basketball. And the Lakers dropped to 2-10. Mm. All right? We had to put 10 L's for all the L's they took here so far. All right? So the Lakers are 2-10. They lost to the Sacramento Kings yesterday, 120-112. So things are going south. LeBron is injured. And believe it or not, y'all, this might be the last time we're going to talk about the Lakers. All right? Unless something drastically happens, we are not talking about the Lakers ever again. All right? David got the NFL NBA GM background.
Yes, sir. Right? Yes, sir.
So, Dave, I'm going to kick it off. You're going to go first. All right? Just give me your reaction to the Lakers starting off 2-10 this year.
It's nothing that I didn't expect. I mean, they look terrible. The roster's not as good as constructed as it needs to be for what they need to be able to be competitive in the Western Conference. I don't think they would probably have the same record if they was in the Eastern Conference. I mean, they don't look that much better. They have no shooting for real. Their defense looked good in the beginning. They were ranked fourth, but now they're ranked 14th or 18th, which is not good. So, you know, that was just an anomaly of just how it was going early in the season. And playing teams that weren't really scoring that much, but now they're playing better teams, they're starting to get blown out. Or maybe not blown out, but they just allowing a lot of points. You know, seems like the Lakers can score, but they can't stop anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And well, now they can't say Russ is the problem, because now he's coming off the bench and he's playing a lot better. So I don't know. Maybe they need to find a package to trade AD, Kendrick Nunn, some of those players, and get them out of there and try to find some better replacements, because it's not working out for them.
All right. So, look, I think it's the other way around. I think they can't score, but their defense got better. They ain't no top-notch defense, but they have gotten better. But here's the problem to me, and nobody's going to address it because they like this person. I think right now, not saying he's a problem, but I think he'll get better. But right now, he got to get it together. It's Darvin Ham. I'm sorry. I'm not surprised with that one. I think it's Darvin Ham, man. All right. So, look, number one, the Lakers are terrible. We all know they got a bad roster. They are 26 right now in points per game. They can't score. They're 26 in field goal percentage. That makes sense, right? They also dead last in three-point percentage.
Terrible.
And they're 25th in assists per game. So the offense is bad. They're terrible. And they're dead last in offensive rating. So they're the worst offensive team in the NBA right now. Mm. But here's the problem. He's doing a good job. Darvin Ham's doing a good job. Good motivator. He got Westbrook feeling good. All that good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But AD needs to touch the ball more. I'm sorry. AD needs to touch the ball more. A lot of people say AD is not playing well. AD is playing good. In a fourth quarter, they don't include him in the offense at all. Mm. He's about to shock you. Listen to this right here. All right? So, in the first half, right, in the first half of every game, Anthony Davis leads the team in points, field goal makes, field goal attempts, and he's shooting 56%.
Wow.
In the first half, right? In the fourth quarter, AD is fifth in field goal attempts.
Fifth. How is your second best player fifth in field goal attempts in the fourth quarter?
Fifth. LeBron is first. Russ is second. Lonnie Walker the fourth is third.
Lonnie
is fourth.
Lonnie Walker shoots more shots than AD in the fourth quarter. That's ridiculous. Exactly.
And that's coaching, bro. That's coaching.
That's ridiculous.
AD, listen, AD averages 2.4 shots per fourth quarter. LeBron averages 5.6. They keep saying LeBron is, they keep saying that, yeah, bad coaching. You're right, bad coaching. They keep saying this is supposed to be AD team. LeBron ain't probably working his heart. Well, LeBron needs to take a back seat. I'm sorry. He's not doing that. In the fourth quarter, he's jacked. Do you know LeBron takes more three-point shots than AD takes in the fourth, than AD takes field goal shots in the fourth quarter?
Wow.
LeBron takes more. Yes.
And those three-point averaging like 10 threes a game now or something like that?
I don't know how much a game, but I know in the fourth quarter, he be jacking. It's not that. All right. And he's shooting like 20% from three, something like that, 24%. He's shooting terrible. So I think Darvin Ham is the issue. But hey, while we're in the Lakers, y'all see my Kings, man? All right. That game, we played so bad. So listen, I know a bad team when I see one. Trust me. All right. We've been bad for years. Bad teams can do all the right things, but they still find a way to lose. That was the Lakers yesterday. The Lakers did all the right things. We did all the wrong things, but we still won. Because the Lakers cannot close out that game. We got De'Aaron Fox, they don't. That was the difference. All right. So shout out to my Sacramento Kings playoff team this year. All right.
D Fox, all-star team.
Oh yeah. He all-star this year. So somebody man some respect. All right. So make sure we'll go to the next topic. The next topic we're gonna kick into some football. The Seattle Seahawks are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm gonna kick this one off. And the question is, will the Seahawks, which one is more likely to happen? The Seahawks continuing to thrive or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers continuing a slump? So which one is more likely to happen? And I'm gonna say the Bucs continuing a slump. I'm sorry. Like the Seahawks, man. I mean, they are a good team, they're not great, but they don't have to be great in NFC. I'm sorry. They don't have to be great in NFC. So I think the Seahawks will continue what they got going on because they do have a rushing attack. Mm-hmm. All right. If you have a rushing attack, it's hard to slow that down. They have a rushing attack while Geno Smith is being accurate. And he's not just throwing in the decal. He's spreading the ball around like crazy. He's leading the NFL right now in completion percentage. The Buccaneers lead the NFL. First of all, Tom Brady is 45 years old. They put too much on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to appreciate greatness right now because Tom Brady, he's actually playing well. It's just that what's around him is not being great. They are number one in drops per game.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Number one in drops. But here's the thing. They're second in passing yards, but 29th in yards per catch.
That's terrible.
A lot of thinking and ducking, all right? And they 17th in 17 in TDs for Tom Brady. But the Bucs, this is why they're terrible. The Bucs are dead last in rushing. They average 3 yards per attempt, carry.
That's not moving the ball at all.
Justin Fields and Khalil Herbert each has more rushing yards than the whole Buccaneers team.
Yes.
And Khalil Herbert is not even a starting running back.
that's
Montgomery is. All right. So Leonard Fournette has 405 yards. Cordell Patterson has 402 yards. Cordell Patterson played 6 games. Leonard Fournette played 9. Like, come on now. You played 3 more games than Cordell Patterson, but yeah, I got the same amount of rushing yards.
Well,
he didn't
that weight.
It is too much on Tom Brady. It's too much. He's 45 years old. If you don't have a rushing attack, it's hard to win in the NFL. They are blessed because they are in the NFC South. If they win the NFC South, they will be out. All right? But because they're in the South, they can still be in. But, yeah, I think the Bucs will continue their slump.
I'm going to go opposite. I think the Seahawks are going to continue to rise. Now, that doesn't mean that I think they're going to win the division. Because I still got my Niners winning the division now. Now that I see how bad the Rams are, I think we have a good chance to win the division. That still depends on Jimmy. So who knows how he'll play. But I think with the way our offense is, we're going to be better. But I think the Seahawks are playing within that Pete Carroll system, which has helped Geno become a better player. And definitely, I think he's probably leading, if not other than Saquon Barkley, to be comeback player of the year. Because I think he's number one in passer rating right now, or he's leading the league in something right now as a quarterback. No one would have thought that Geno Smith going to Seattle, giving away what they gave away, would be in the position they are now. And I don't see them pretty much doing any worse than what they are right now. Now, they may lose. I got them losing to us the next time we play them, but I still think they have a good chance to be in the Cardinals and the Rams and possibly making a wild card. So I think I still think they're gonna play well. I got them at least finishing maybe 10-7, 9-8, and making a wild card run. Because I don't think because of the way they play in the division, I don't see the Cardinals or the Rams making a push to pass them. And then they got Kenneth Walker, who's been balling out as a running back. Still got DK. They've been playing well. Their defense has stepped up. So as much as I don't like the Seahawks, I still think that they're gonna do better. And I don't know, for some reason I feel like with Brady, I got Brady coming back. Shut up, Ty. But I still think that Brady's gonna have a. For some reason I feel like Brady's gonna find a way to improve the team somehow. I don't know. It's just when it comes to Brady, you can never really count him out. As bad as he's played this year, and as bad as team that has looked, I think, you know, I still think it's gonna be he's gonna find a way to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think, you know, the Buccaneers can thrive, but yeah, and then Geno and them, they good. I gotta respect them. 49ers finishing last. Now he's just trolling. All right. So let's go to the next topic. All right. So next topic, we're going to talk about the Vikings. Are they contenders or pretenders? All right. So, Dave, you kick us off on this one.
I'm going to
say Vikings contenders or pretenders, man.
I'm going to say they're contenders. I think within their last few games, they may end up finishing 13-4. Because they have a good chance of winning the rest of their games. I think they play the Colts. They play the Packers again. They still have to play the Lions. I think they got a good chance of winning, almost not winning out, but playing pretty well within the next. Now, Josh Allen is going to start on Sunday, but I don't know if that's going to be good for the Bills or bad, because he has a UCL injury. That usually could require Tommy John. And if he gets hurt with that, then who knows? And right after they play the Bills, they play the Cowboys. Now that's gonna be a telltale sign, because the Cowboys have a great defense, and you know Micah Parsons is gonna be able to get after you. They still got DeMarcus Lawrence back there. Wolf Hunter is still there, and then they got Anthony Barr. They got in free agency, so they have some pieces there that'll be able to do that. And then you still have Trey, who's still able to, you know, play good coverage, even though they still throw it his way. He's still I'm not going to say he's not a good corner. He's still a good corner. He didn't have a league leading interceptions last year for no reason. So they got a chance to lose that game or win it. It all depends on what Kirk Cousins is going to show that day. And, you know, that defense is legit. No one can say that their defense is now legit. They play well all season long. So it all depends on how Dak is going to play, and if Zeke is playing, how he's going to play. It all depends on the offense. So, but I think the Vikings are for real. I believe now more than I did before that the Vikings will win the division.
Okay, so me, listen, I guess you could say they're contenders only because they're in the NFC, right? But in reality, do I think they have a chance to win a Super Bowl? I'm going to say no. All right, I'm going to say no, because I don't really think – and I did a little power ranking of the top five teams. I put them in the top five only because they 7-1, only because they record. But I don't like what they have accomplished. First of all, they are a bottom 15 team in every statistic you think of. Bottom 15 in offense, defense, passing, rushing. They're not great in no area, you know? And I look at the outside of the Packers game. They play the Packers, blew them out. Okay, we see how the Packers are. They play a good team, the Eagles. We saw what happened.
Yeah, blown out.
And every game after that, they won by less than 10 points. And they play straight mediocre teams. They play us, who people think are mediocre. They play the Saints, mediocre, the Lions, you know. So they now they could be, but I don't know. And they played against three backup quarterbacks so far. You know, so out of eight games, three of those games against backup quarterbacks. I know Josh Allen playing, but now he's injured. You know, so, like, I think they should beat the Bills because the Bills are Josh Allen or bust. They have no rushing attack. But even if they beat the Bills, I still want to feel different, if that makes sense, right? Now, if they convincingly beat the Cowboys, not convincingly, but they ain't got to blow them out, but they beat the Cowboys and you can see that they control the whole game and they actually look like a good team, then I can be like, okay, the Vikings look for real. But until then, I'm not a believer of the Vikings, honestly. I'm really not. And Kirk Cousins, he can be accurate, but it's Kirk Cousins.
That's why I said it all depends on what Kirk Cousins is going to show. That's the whole thing. He's Kirk Cousins is what, Jimmy G 2.0, I guess?
He's better, but the difference between him and Jimmy G has a great coach, Kyle Shanahan. He got a great offensive line.
A great defense.
Great defense. The Vikings ain't got that. The Vikings got skilled players who are not consistent. Justin Jefferson has some bad games this year, right? But he's great. I like Justin Jefferson. Dalvin Cook has not been consistent all year. He's on and off like crazy.
That's true.
So I ain't gonna lie, in the NFC, I got the Eagles above them. I got the 49ers above them. And believe it or not, I trust the Seahawks before I trust the Vikings. I think the Seahawks have more convincing wins for me than they do. You know, the Seahawks, I trust them more. So, but if they would have played each other, I would go with the Seahawks. But
I see where you're going there. I honestly might pick the Seahawks as well, but I still think it all depends. It depends on matchups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's I think that's what I base it. I base it off of their schedule. I think with the way their schedule is, they can end up with the number one seed or the number two seed at bare minimum if they play the way they're supposed to play.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, those are the Vikings. So look, before we move on to the next one, make sure y'all like this video. If you're on YouTube or Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel or follow the Facebook page or retweet. We actually on it's live on Twitter too, so you can go on Twitter right now, retweet it, all right? Get some people to watch live with us. Share this video with somebody like I know, kind of similar to what I said about Twitter. You can do it on Facebook, you can do it on YouTube. Text somebody, share it to them so they can come on watch live with us. Use that comment section. We can see all the comments y'all put down. We appreciate that. And continue to enjoy the show. All right, so the next one, the Colts versus the Raiders. All right, the Colts versus the Raiders. Who? This is a must-needed win for both teams. All right, who needs to win this more? Is it the Colts or the Raiders? And I'm gonna kick this one off. It's clearly the Raiders to me. It's the Raiders. First of all, if they lose this game, they should consider moving off of Josh McDaniels. Straight up. All right, because first, I'm looking at Derek Carr. I'm like, I had high praises for Derek Carr coming into the season, right?
Yeah, he was your MVP coming in.
Yeah, he was, right? Thanks for reminding everybody that's watching. So I'm gonna do that for the rest of the season. So Derek Carr, I'm thinking, okay, Derek Carr, I'm watching the games. I'm like, what's going on? Like, why is this thing not working? And I thought about it. I'm like, Derek Carr had less weapons last year, a worse situation last year. John Gruden getting fired, teammate crashing, killing somebody, going to jail. I mean, you know, Waller in and out the lineup, all that stuff. And then I'm like, okay, maybe it's not Derek Carr. Maybe it's a little Derek Carr, but maybe it's mainly Josh McDaniels. All right? And also I realized they haven't really played a lot of games with their big four, you should say. Jacobs, Davante Adams, Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller. They haven't really played together. But that's not an excuse because you still got Davante Adams. He's been there every game. And Josh Jacobs. So it's not an excuse. So you're going against a Colts team with a second-year quarterback who hasn't won a game yet. You're going against a team that has an injured Jonathan Taylor, right? Shaq Barrett, right? Is it Shaq Barrett? What's his name? From the Colts. the linebacker. I think he's hurt.
Shaquille. Oh, Shaq. Yeah, Shaq Leonard is out.
Yeah, Shaq Leonard. I said Shaq, but Shaq Leonard is out. All right, so he's out. I try to tell you. And on top of that, Jeff Saturday is the head coach. So when you lose to this team, Josh McDaniels, the Raiders should consider moving on from you. This is the game of your life. If you don't win this game, just go back to New England because they definitely need you there. All right, so let's go back to New England. So I think definitely 100% the Raiders need this win.
I agree 100%. That's absolutely where I was going with this. I looked at both teams. I was like, well, what team is healthier? And what team really needs more? I mean, the Raiders have the better roster up and down. If you look at the roster, the Raiders have the better roster. I understand Darren Waller has been out, like you said, Hunter Renfrow has been in and out of the lineup, so I get it. But you got Devontae Adams. We were talking about him that he was the top receiver in the league. And I still think he's at least top five. And he don't look like it right now because the offense just looks terrible. So, I mean, Josh McDaniels, you need to do something, my man. I mean, they may give you another year, but you got to be on the hot seat. I'm sorry. This is a team that went to the playoffs last year, and they look terrible right now.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're not – anywhere close to making it to the playoffs. They may end up last in their division, honestly. So, and no one thought that the Raiders were going to be last in the division, at least from what I remember. I don't think any of us have chose the Raiders to be last in the division. I think more than likely it may have been the Chargers. And the Chargers are, what, 5-3?
Yeah. They're 5-3, man.
And then, I mean, the Broncos, they up and down. They got Russell Wilson, but their defense is still great. So, I mean, they still got to rely on that. You can't say that about the Las Vegas Raiders because their defense is not top 10. Their offense is not top 10. So, something got to give. So, Josh McDaniels, you better figure something out, my boy, or you might be gone after next season. Because I don't think they're going to fire you after the season, but next season, if they still look the same, you might be gone.
Yeah, man. They gave up 3 17-point leads this year so far. So
isn't that only them and the Raiders that gave up double-digit leads, multiple double-digit leads this year?
Yeah, probably, yep.
And Ravens multiple, yep. And the Ravens have a winning record, but the Raiders don't.
Yeah, the Raiders, man, they only got 2 wins a year. So it's like
that's terrible.
Yeah, they're looking at the Lakers right now. All right. The next topic. Aaron Rodgers. All right. Will Aaron Rodgers end the losing streak? All right. I think they're on a 5-game losing streak. All right. It would be 6, but they went in overtime to Zappy and the Patriots. All right. So will Aaron Rodgers end the losing streak this Sunday versus Dallas?
I'm going to say no. I do not think so. Even though his record against Dallas is, 7-3, including the playoffs, with the last 10 times he's played them, 5-3 in the regular season. Passer rating of about 100, 11 touchdowns to 1 interception. But this is a different Cowboys defense he's playing. He hasn't seen this kind of defense from the Cowboys, I think, since he's been there. This defense is serious. Now, the only reason why he may win this game is if Dak and the offense doesn't play well. But I don't think Dak and the offense need to score no more than 20 points just to win this game. And they can do that. I at least can give Dak that. Look at what Cooper Rush did in the season while Dak was out. He showed that you don't need to score a lot of points because of his defense. And Aaron Rodgers shows you he can't score more than about 15 points a game. So I don't see it ending. I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers may be great, but I think he should have retired when he had the opportunity to.
Dang, so he should have retired. He was winning MVP last year.
I don't care. He should have went out on top. He won MVP and lost in the first playoff game against who? My Niners, like he always does.
So. Now, look, I don't have faith that he will beat the Cowboys, only because – they just find ways to lose, man. You know? But they can win. They can win. They could definitely beat the Cowboys. Now, I think key, obviously, they got to run the ball. The Cowboys are not a good rushing defense. They got to run the ball. Aaron Jones is questionable, so he got banged up last game. That's going to be tough. One thing, last game, his team actually showed up, but he didn't show up. Mm-hmm. So this game is on Aaron Rodgers, really. Because you go back, man, you go back to even the Vikings game. They dropped a wide open bomb for a touchdown. And then that just changed the whole momentum of the game. Like it's like little things like that within these games. Like you, like against us, you feel me? Like, I mean, they had like what, like four or five drops against us.
And I think it was the same receivers that dropped it in that first game. Man, like,
so
for a while, I was like, hold on, what happened to Christian Watson? I saw him in week one, but I ain't seen him since. He come back. Yeah.
Play against us. He will play this weekend though. I think he's playing this weekend, and that's gonna be good. Now, last game, all those drops. You know, all that stuff, they didn't, you know, I don't think they had a drop last game. But like I said, Aaron Rodgers was super inaccurate that game. So I think he can beat them. And I think their defense, they're not bad, but they're also not great. They're like, okay, you know? So, and we really haven't seen Dak yet fully. You know, we seen him against the Bears. We seen him against the Lions. So now we get to see them against the Packers. We'll see what happens. But the Cowboys should win this game. But I do think the Packers have a chance to win this game. Now, if they lose this game, their season is over. I'm sorry. If they lose this game, their season is finished. And Vikings, crown to you to the NFC North. Yeah, they are a hurt team. They had two people get caught off last week. So
that's that turf, man. The NFL got to get rid of that turf, man. That turf.
Yeah, they're actually doing something about it. They supposed to meet about that. I saw a notification today. But, yeah. I don't trust them, but it's I think they have a great chance of winning this game.
I don't trust this A-Rod. Last year, I would have said no question. But this year, I don't know.
You know, of course, I hope they win, you know, being a Commander fan.
I mean, me too. I mean, so I would hope that they would beat the Cowboys. But still, I'm being real. I don't see how that happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of you being a 49ers, man, let's talk about them next. 49ers versus Chargers. Who need this win more? Both of them. Well, 49ers are 4-4. Chargers are 5-3. Both teams. The Chargers don't look like they're playing like they're 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're 5-3. Right? Like, if I didn't look at nobody's record, you'd ask me, what are the Chargers at? Oh, I think they 3-5. What's the record? 8-5-3? They got to win a record? Okay. You know, so I think who needs this win more, it's probably, it's crazy because the AFC is more deep. So you could say it's the Chargers because they might have to win more games to get into the playoffs than the 49ers have to win. Because I don't think the Giants want to continue their trend. The 49ers are that type of team that's like, let's get in the playoffs, and we're gonna just go from there. Like, we good. We don't need no number one seed. We don't need no number two seed. We just need to get in the dance, and we're going to get to the NFC Championship. All right? So I'm going to say the Chargers need this game more. Because the Chargers, you look at the AFC East. You got the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins all with 6 wins. There's only 3 wild card spots. The Chiefs most likely, the Chiefs got 6 wins too. Chargers can still win that division, but you're gonna be battling with the Chiefs for that division spot. So let's say the Chiefs win that division. Now you're crawling, you know, you're fighting with the Jets and you're fighting with the Dolphins, right? And then in the the Titans division, only one coming out of that division. And that's it, basically. So the Chargers, they actually on track, but I think that they're going to have to win more games to get into playoffs. We look at the NFC. Well, you know what? Now I think about it. It's probably y'all. It's probably y'all because it's more crowded. You got the Giants with 6 wins, I believe, right? Or 5 wins. You got us. We got 4 wins just like y'all. The Seahawks. You got to worry about the Cardinals, Tampa, Cardinals, Falcons. They all got 3 wins, 1 win above y'all. I mean, one win behind y'all. So the NFC might be more. So, y'all might need this game more because if y'all do lose this game, because if the Chargers lose, they 5-4. But if y'all lose, y'all 4-5. Y'all falling behind, you know? So I'm going to say y'all.
That's absolutely where I was going. Us. It is mainly because of the games we've lost and the games that we could have won. I still think we should have been able to beat the Falcons. Yes, I understand that we had some people out, but we should have been able to beat the Falcons. And that's, again, that we dropped the ball on. Our defense played great against the Broncos, and because of Jimmy, we lost that game. So that's two losses right there. We should at least be 6-2 right now. At least, because I can see where we lost game one, Trey Lance's first game. You know, his first NFL start, but his first NFL start where he prepared in the whole offseason. So, you know, he's actually coming out there. Then, you know, he lost that game. Then he got hurt the very next game, even though we won that game. But it's just some of the losses. I'm dumbfounded about them. Like, I don't get it. The Chiefs, I make sense. It's the Chiefs. Like, I get that. But I still think we should have been able to beat the Broncos and the Falcons. That's a game that we should have. Those are two games we should have won. And then the Rams, I can't really say too much about them. We beat them all the time. 8 straight regular season wins, and because of a drop pick in the NFC Championship game, they beat us last year. So, but yeah, I definitely think we need to win it more. I mean, I think we have the tougher schedule in my eyes. We still have to play, like I said, we play the Chargers tomorrow night. Then we got to play the Cardinals right after that on Monday night. Then we play the Saints, who has always given us issues, whether they have a good team or not. Their defense has always given us issues. The Dolphins are the Dolphins now, so we got to worry about that. Then we got to we're at home against the Bucks. So even though Tampa plays bad, it's Brady. So you never know what can happen when he comes against us. And it's like I said, it's our core. I don't like to say Jimmy will be always be the reason we lose, but he's always the reason you never know if we're going to win or lose, because you don't know what Jimmy Garoppolo is going to show up that day. And I'm not always going to put it on him. I got to put it on Kyle Shanahan too, because he's not always calling the right kind of plays in order to put Jimmy in a chance to be successful. So it all depends on that. And then we got to play the Seahawks again, who's going to win a division. We play the Commanders. They're winning the division right now.
They're winning, okay.
So, you know, they're ahead by – even though we beat them one – even though we thrashed them the time we played them, we beat them 27-7. We played them earlier in the season. But I think they're playing different now than they did at that game. And then I think the easiest game we have is against the Raiders. Even though we played the Commanders before that, I still think that the Raiders is an easier game than the Commanders. So – I think we definitely need this win, because we don't know how many wins, we don't know which one of these games we're going to win or lose. So we need to get piled up as many wins as possible, so we can at least not be in the position we was in last year, where if we would have lost that game, we would have been out the playoffs and the Saints would have been in. So we don't need to put ourselves in that position again this year. And I'm telling you now, if something doesn't happen this year, next year, Kyle Shanahan need to be on the hot seat.
You think so? Put him in a hot seat or bring him over here. I'll take him.
Hey, all I'm saying is look at our team. Look at all the injuries we've had. Every single season he's been there, we've had a terrible amount of injuries. Even the year we went to the Super Bowl, it's a terrible amount of injuries, and it's always key players. Jason Verrett was supposed to come back this year. Now he's out for the season again. I still put it on him that he's the reason that Trey Lance is out for the season, because he ran him up the middle when you don't need to do that. He's not that kind of quarterback. He hasn't been through that kind of punishment. So why would you do that? So, and we haven't. And the 49ers is about winning Super Bowls. That's all we've been ever about. If you get rid of Jim Harbaugh after 4 years, why are you keeping Kyle Shanahan for 6? That's my thing. So Jim Harbaugh started us off better than what Kyle Shanahan did. And we had winning records until the last season, where we went 8-8 with Jim Harbaugh. We've had maybe two or three losing seasons with Kyle Shanahan. So,
but then y'all get rid of him for like something else? It wasn't for his performance though.
Nah, it wasn't for his performance, it was for something else. But what I'm saying is his performance wasn't good enough to where you still should have kept him at least for another season. He had one bad season, and he was 8-8. It's not like he went 6-10 or 5-11. He was 8-8. So,
I like Kyle Shanahan. If y'all get rid of Kyle Shanahan, y'all crazy, David. Because you look at NFL, it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It's hard.
It is hard to win a Super Bowl.
At Andy Reid, bro. Andy Reid was with Philly for all those years. He gets his quarterback, and he finally wins the Super Bowl. So, if y'all are there at the door, he's not the reason why y'all are losing. Y'all handicapped at the quarterback position. You know, so.
But he's having his choice at who his quarterback is. Isn't that the same thing with Frank Wright? Frank Wright has chosen who he wants his quarterback to be.
No, Frank Wright teams melt down at the end. That's what they do.
That's true.
It was a team meltdown. Kyle Shanahan's team actually progressed in the playoffs, get to the NFC Championship. Y'all were underdogs against the Cowboys and against the Packers. And y'all won both of those games.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And y'all won a Packers game strictly off of coaching, like off of capitalizing on opportunities.
That's true.
You know? So I wouldn't get rid of him. If you want to get rid of him, listen, send him back to DC. All right. I'll take him in a heartbeat.
Clearly, I said after next season. I didn't say this. I said after next season. The reason why I said after next season, because Trey Lance will be back. And it all depends on how the season ends this year. If we don't win a Super Bowl and Jimmy's gone and Trey Lance is the quarterback next year, then depending on how he develops Trey Lance, then something gotta give. If he puts Trey in another position where he's hurt again, I think he gotta go.
All right. Yeah, he better do that. Yeah. I want to see Trey Lance flourish. Like I said, I get them RG3 feelings when I think about him. RG3.
I do too. He's a bigger RG3 with a better arm, and he can slide. So at least he could do that. So
I don't know, RG3 had a more accurate arm?
Yeah.
Like arm strength, RG3 got that arm strength.
Yeah, I'm saying like this, you know.
You know what, it's cool. I don't want, you know,
overall passing ability. You know. I think he may be better than RG3.
All right. Speaking of RG3, we gotta talk about the Commanders. Monday night showdown. Eagles, Commanders, divisional opponent, NFC East, in Lincoln Financial Field. Monday Night Football, Taylor Heineke, Jalen Hurts, Terry McLaurin, A.J. Brown. Who will prevail? Undefeated Eagles. So, all right, you, matter of fact, you kicking this off. So, David, talk to me. I want to hear your opinion, all right? And be honest with me. Don't take it lightly, all right?
Oh, I take it
lightly. Were the Commanders upset the Eagles?
I'm being honest about this one. I do not think that they have a chance to upset them. I think it would have been easier if this was a Thursday night game, because they would have been on a short week, and Washington and the Eagles wouldn't have a lot of time to prepare for Washington. Remember, the Eagles have been gone since Thursday, so they had 10 days to prepare for this game. So you give a team that's already undefeated, that's already hot, that has pretty much dominated division this year so far. Their defense is top five. Their offense is top five. Jalen Hurts is playing like MVP right now. A.J. Brown is looking unstoppable. I don't see anyone on that team that's going to be able to stop that offense. Because even though your defense has stepped up, I'll definitely I'll be honest about that. The defense has stepped up in the last few weeks. The defense has played a lot better because they stopped. I mean, what, it's Aaron Rodgers playing bad this year, but it's still Aaron Rodgers. When you're able to
he's wondering what cheesesteak over the mama sauce.
I had to pause for that one because I saw that just good, whatever. But I don't see where it's possible now. Taylor Heineke can get hot. So that's where it is. He can get hot, and Scary Terry ain't scared of nobody. So he might go up there and try to do his best, but I think they're going to do whatever they can to make sure Darius Slay travels around with him. And if not, they have other corners that can help out. So I don't think it's going to be an easy win for the Eagles, but I still think they're going to end up winning the game.
All right. I ain't mad at that. They should win. They're supposed to win. They're clearly the better team. All right. They got the better coaching staff. They got the better O-line. They got a better team. All right. Now, this can go two ways. They can either blow us out or we can win in a close game. This is the NFL, baby. That's a good thing about the NFL. Any given Sunday or should I say Monday?
Any given Sunday. All right.
Here's the thing. The Eagles, well, we don't need Terry McLaurin to go off. We don't need my man Jahad Dawson, who's clear. He's coming back. First game back. We don't need him to have a good game. We don't need to have a great passing game right now. All we need to do against the Eagles is win the turnover battle. I do think we will turn the ball over, but we need to force more turnovers. Win the turnover, because every game the Eagles have played so far, they have won the turnover battle. They haven't yet played a game when they didn't win a turnover. They lost to the Jaguars. They beat the Jaguars. Think about, David, we beat the Jaguars, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Jaguars by 3 points. Jaguars committed 5 turnovers. They committed 1. Come on now. So they beat the Jaguars by 8 points. Sorry. And they beat the Cowboys by 9 points. Cowboys 3 turnovers, Eagles 0. So if you don't turn the ball over on Philly, you have a great chance to win this game. And the key is to run the ball. We all saw Thursday night what Houston did on that rushing attack, rushing defense. Killed them. All right. So you saw what the Cowboys killed them in the rushing attack, right? So we have the ability to run the football, but the key is Scott Turner. Are you going to be disciplined enough to continue to run the football and convert on third down? That's going to be key. Keep these people off the field. Give them long drives and run the football. Our defense, David, is legit now. Our defense is good, man. I'm not
when
even.
When is he coming back? You know who I'm asking about. When is
Chase
he
Young? He might be back Monday. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He might be back Monday. So we already got Jahan back. That's already an energy booster, right? You get Chase Young back, that's another energy booster. And then they are having more time off. Could be a gift and a curse. They don't need extra time to prepare for us. Start there, all right? They don't need it, all right? I promise you, they ain't start preparing for us until Sunday. It took Thursday. It took Friday off and Saturday off probably, all right? Because it's the Commanders they got to play. So they probably took Sunday off too, all right? So they didn't use that extra time to prepare for it. They didn't need to, trust me. But being off for a long time could also hurt you, right? And the Eagles are already a healthy team, so it's not like they had injury. Go ahead.
It could create some rust. I agree with that.
And it's not like we're the more injured team. We need that more than them. They don't need that. They're not injured. So, like, they're not getting nobody back because of that long layover, right? And they're missing Jordan Davis up the middle, right? Attack that rushing attack, right? And they're missing their third corner, which is good. I need my man Jahad Dawson to get something, right? Jahad Dawson, right? So, I don't think Ten Hag going to do nothing great. Just manage the game. Don't do too much.
Is this Robert Quinn's first game or second game?
Did he play?
He played on Thursday?
I don't know if he played Thursday. I think he probably most likely he did, but probably second game. But we good, though. Just running football because they're not a good rushing team, by the way. They are actually, their last 4 games, they are on pace to be the 5th worst rushing defense right now. All right? So they are not a good rushing defense, especially, and then you take away Jordan Davis, it's even worse. So that's their weakness, run the ball. If you throw the ball, they got legit corners that and safeties that will catch that ball and pick it off. So we just do not put the – so it can happen. And I'm going to rock with it, 16-13. I wish I had my jersey right next to me, but I'll be in Philly too. All right? All this stuff in Philly. I know. Hey, Joe, don't wear your jersey. Hey, Joe, if you don't talk trash. I'm doing all that in Philly. I don't care. I'm talking trash. I'm fly Eagles, cry Eagles, cry all that stuff in the stands.
Hey,
all right, I will be there.
Gotta represent. However, I wanted to ask you something about the turnovers, though, because you mentioned that. So your turnover ratio is -4 right now. Do you really believe, since your defense is playing better, you're going to be able to win the turnover ratio?
Yes, I think we can force 2 turnovers. Now, the turnover ratio is misleading because the first half of the year, we were terrible. We didn't force a turnover. We forced one against Jacksonville week 1, and we didn't force another one until we played the Bears. Mm. All right? But we did give it up probably like 10 times between those times. So our ratio is going to be kind of misleading. And then we had two pick sixes get sent back for us. But it's nothing, you know, there. My man St. Juice been balling. He's gonna get some problems for AJ Brown. All right. So I'm confident that the Commanders can win this game, David. I'm really young. Maybe I'm being biased. I don't know.
I'm going with my gut. And the Eagles winning by a touchdown.
That's cool. You know, as long as they don't blow out.
I got 20-13.
20-13? Yeah, you know, it probably get 20 in the first half, and that's it. You know, they can't score in the second half. So, yeah. There was 8 points a game in the second half, so that's cool.
Dang.
Yeah, but I'm excited about this game. I'll be there, Philly. I'll be there, but let's get it. All right, y'all. There you go. Like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You about to end it, so share this with somebody I know. So you can go and watch it. We're going to individualize these videos so y'all can watch. Y'all can just go and watch a certain segment. We will do that. And, yeah. So, Dave, last words before we hop off.
Last words. I'm just going to talk to my teams.
Let's get it.
Miami Hurricanes. I'm starting with college football first. So, yes, you look terrible this year. I understand that. But let's focus on next season. We know we ain't going to do much this season. Let's at least try to get two more wins so we can at least be a bowl team. I don't expect much this year. So, you know, do whatever you can to get two more wins this year, and we should be fine for the rest of the season. We got a top 10 recruiting class for next season, so we should be good. We should be a lot better next year. We already know the recruits are more focused on next year, so let's do what we can. Duke, just be Duke. Miami, I think
we need my 50. My bad.
Yeah.
I know the sorry team, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a terrible team. But Miami Heat, Jimmy Buckets, we need to get him some help. I don't know what we need to do, but we need to make some kind of trades or something, because when we lost PJ Tucker, didn't do nothing about it. I was pissed. So do something about that. And Niners, just go beat the Chargers Sunday night so we can be 5-4. Give us a chance to win the division. That's all I really gotta say. Jimmy, don't give up the ball. That's it.
All right. I know I'm gonna get my last words for my team, but I'm gonna do it this time. All right. Commanders, listen, man, I'm gonna be there. Don't disappoint me, okay? Win this game. Kings, for all you guys who don't know about the Sacramento Kings, it's a basketball team in the NBA. They play in Sacramento. Just in case you didn't know that. All right. Sacramento Kings are a playoff team this year. De'Aaron Fox will be an all-star, and Mike Brown will be a coach of the year candidate because he's going to break the drought of the playoff drought for the Kings. Pay attention. We on the map now. All right. So
don't embarrass Joe. Don't Commanders, don't embarrass Joe.
Please. Hey, look, the previous video I put up, somebody commented and said, "Is this a skit?" I was like, dang. Oh, they got to win, man. If they don't win, I'm going to look crazy, all right? So they got to win. All right, y'all. Appreciate you, Dave, for being on here. All right? We had a good time. And thank you for all being in the comment section, rolling with us today. I know college football is on, so we had to diversify your attention. So I appreciate you for putting over here. But that's all we got for y'all today, and we'll see y'all next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.